So we were talking in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17, 18, and 19 about futility of our thinking and how we can choose to think as those enlightened by God's word or choose not to. In talking about that futility of thinking that is driven from selfish desires, verse 20 goes on, "That, however, is not the way you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus." I want to stop here for just a moment. The separator between thinking in a futile fashion, thinking as God would have us think, is this issue of selfish thought versus thought that is God-centered, and that type of thought encourages us to love God with all our heart and our neighbor as ourself, to consider others above ourselves, as we learn elsewhere in the Word of God, as opposed to a thinking that is all me-centered, that is all I-centered. And so, when I look at a lot of modern church rhetoric, I look at a lot of modern church-driven ideas, I sometimes wonder if we're hearing these ideas spoken from the true heart of Christ, or if we're not simply taking the things of Christ and sometimes, without a real change in the way that we behave, a real change in the way that we think, that we evaluate or value things, simply saying, "Oh, I know Jesus," and in that way, continuing in the same old life that we had. Much of what I hear in today's church is still me-driven. How do I feel about the service? How do I feel about the music? How do I feel? What do I think? And it's still focused on my feelings, my thoughts, my pleasure. And so statistically in the church, we see that those who claim Christ actually don't live with much more success than those who have no God. Our divorce rate is the same. Our being subject to sin and lust and debauchery is no different. I look at the hijinks of many church leaders, and they're still driven by greed. They're still driven by the four idols that we talked about at one other time in our broadcast. Those four idols being money, pleasure, power, and fame. It's just that now we're driven by money, pleasure, power, and fame in the name of Christ. If that's the case, have we really changed? Are we really experiencing an exchanged life? I have to wonder that maybe we're not. Maybe we're having intellectual assent to the things of Christ without having our hearts changed. Let's take a moment then to just consider this in prayer. Father, we ask, knowing full well that you want us to have an exchanged life, that you would guide us, teach us, and change us in accordance with your word and your will, that we might truly be a different people, committed not to you in just word, but in word, thought, and deed. Father, as we struggle through these things, please give us the power of the Holy Spirit to change and to be renewed. Well, that's the time that I have for this week. So we'll revisit these thoughts again next week and continue in our study of Ephesians. Have a great week.